As you heard in the news, a total of $2.4 billion has been pledged at a conference in Kuwait to support humanitarian work for Syria. Representatives of the United Nations, its partner agencies and donor countries gathered in the Gulf country for a pledging conference for Syria. The United Nations has made its largest ever humanitarian appeal to help more than 11 million people who have been affected by the ongoing conflict in Syria. The UN hoped to raise $6.5 billion for its humanitarian operations related to the Syrian crisis this year. The Emir of Kuwait, Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmed Al Jaber Al Sabah, hosted the pledging conference.
In light of the catastrophic situation, the harsh conditions, and the suffering of our brothers in Syria, inside the country and abroad, I am pleased to announce through this conference that the state of Kuwait is donating $500 million from the government, private and civil sectors to support the humanitarian situation of the Syrian people.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the Emir demonstrated his outstanding commitment to the cause with the pledge. The Secretary General thanked the Kuwaiti leader for what he called his exemplary leadership. The United Nations Emergency Relief Coordinator, Valerie Amos, who attended the conference, spoke about the suffering that Syrians are facing. She said nearly 6.5 million Syrians internally displaced and 9.3 million affected by the crisis are in need of humanitarian assistance. About 2 million people have fled Syria into neighboring countries, including Lebanon, Jordan, Turkey, and Iraq. Derek Plumbly, the UN Special Coordinator for Lebanon, says the country is now hosting more than 900,000 refugees.
The money that is pledged in Kuwait and following it, the monies which will flow to the United Nations and additionally to the government of Lebanon, are absolutely vital, really, for all of the support that's needed for the refugees and host communities. Without it, we will not be able to provide health care, educational support, assist with shelter. And in the past year, because there have been really large shortfalls in the funding sought, it has been a challenge to keep up with the need.
Mr. Plumbly said a lot of people suffered as a result of a lack of funding. Derek Mbata, United Nations.